You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Hello and welcome back to Black Hair in the Big League. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. I am so excited to be here today. Y'all, even though I've had episodes releasing every week, I personally have taken a brief hiatus from recording, and so it's like my first day back at school, and I'm so excited. And here's the thing. So my guest today, I'm so happy that I get to talk to her today. First of all, P.S., these interviews have been so therapeutic. It's just like a nice little coffee date. And so my next guest today, she's just always a friendly face whenever I see her. She is an actor, singer, dancer, a full-blown voiceover artist with a book releasing soon that she has just done the recording for. I first saw her perform in Sistas the Musical off Broadway here in New York City. And since then, pre-Broadway, I'd always, not infrequently, find myself in the same room as her, same space as her, seeing the same show at the same time, whatever it is. And whenever I see her, she is truly always a friendly face. She's the kind of personality that you just are like, I see you all the time. I just want to be your friend. And I felt that even before we exchanged a single word, when I was sitting in the audience watching her perform. You guys, please help me welcome this BoCo grad, Tyla Collier.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
Not much. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Girl, thanks for joining. Where are you? How are you?
I'm in Harlem, New York. Stayed here through the whole pandemic. The entire time. Yes. I think I left and went home to visit my parents like 3 times or 4 times. But
where are they?
They're in Rhode Island.
Okay. All right. And P.S. Come on, Harlem. I'm in the Heights. I'm right below Fort Tryon.
No way. So we're really close, actually.
Yeah, like not too bad. And also kudos to you, because I've absolutely spent 6 months out of last year in California.
Honestly, if I knew people lived in California, I would too.
Honestly, New York is my favorite place. But man, being here without roommates is hard. Are you staying with anybody?
Yes, my roommate is one of my best friends, which is really great. So
what a blessing.
Yes.
You look like you're doing well. Did I just lose my sound? Okay, there we go. You look like you're doing well. Like, how have you been staying? Have you been staying sane during all of this?
That's debatable. I feel like I like ebb and flow between some days where I'm like, this is okay, I can do this. Like, you know, here we are. And then other days where I'm like, are you kidding me? this is still happening. Like, are you actually kidding me? So, like, yeah, it ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. So how do you stay sane on the, because I'm losing my mind. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, Tyla, I'm like,
Okay, Lord, I feel like we're learning our lesson. Can we move on, please? Can we, please? Like, what things do you do to, like, not lose your mind?
Okay, number one, therapy.
Yes.
I was doing every week, and then I, like, recently graduated to every other week, which, like, when my therapist told me, I cried. I wasn't ready, but she thinks I'm ready. But, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I do therapy. And, I mean, of course, going to church is different now because it's all virtual. But,
right.
Yeah, I think for me, like, I've been trying to watch sermons not on Sundays because I found that watching on Sundays made me feel, like, really sad and, like, oh, I wish I were physically in the building, because that's, like, such a big part of what grounds me in the city, just being in the actual sanctuary with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So, was- yeah, just, like, listening to sermons not on Sunday has been really helpful.
Interesting.
Yeah. And praying, of course, and just talking to friends and trying to take walks. And playing The Sims has been amazing. I love The Sims.
Awesome. The Sims, that's so freaking great. Okay, yeah, right on. I'm so there with you for prayer life. I'm like, Lord, please forgive me that it took this long for me to get up in my word, that it took a whole pandemic, but here we are. I love you, Jesus.
Actually, no.
Honestly, actually. Though. Okay, so can we, like, get into it? Like, can I ask you a few questions about your hair, Tyla?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so, and anytime that I'm assuming anything, please feel free to correct me. All right, so from what I've seen from you, when I've just seen you over the years and even now, it seems like you've been natural. Have you always been a naturalista?
I have not always been. I was until I was, like, I want to say 14 maybe, and then for 5 years I had a relaxer. And then my sophomore year of college, I was like, I'm done. I did the big chop and I had, like, probably an inch of hair. And that's, like, when I restarted my natural journey.
Okay, wait. So you kind of made all that sound, like, super easy. Like, you, like, I'm going to just chop off my hair and then I just restarted. Like, what?
It was not easy. I mean, well, at the time, like, I was doing ragtime and at a theater in Boston. As I was in school, and there were these women in the ensemble who were just so encouraging, and they were all natural. So I looked at them and I was like, oh my gosh, like, if all of these beautiful women who I admire and I'm working with are, like, rocking their hair, why can I not do that? And so I just remember, like, talking to them. Every rehearsal I'd be like, I don't know, like, should I do it? And they're like, come on, just do it. Wow. So that was really what kind of, like, pushed me over the edge. I had been transitioning for a while, but I was planning to just transition for, like, a really long time until I felt, you know, okay with my length. But they really just inspired me to just get rid of it.
And the big chop, that was in college?
Yes.
Okay, so were you at Boston Conservatory at the time?
Yes, I was at Boca.
How was that?
It was interesting. I mean, well, everyone was really receptive and open to it. But now looking back, I think, like, casting wise, I feel like I look younger with my longer hair than I do with my shorter hair. So it was very interesting.
Interesting. And just wondering, because I went to Cal State Fullerton and I went through the BFA program, and then I realized that it's not for me. I really loved it and enjoyed it. It just wasn't not for me. And I don't know how it was at BoCo. Were there other, like, people of color in your class? Were you the only one? How was that aspect of it?
So we actually had at the time, like, a groundbreaking, I put in quotes, like, air quotes, groundbreaking class, because we had seven Black people in our year.
Seven?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, like, and nobody ever let us forget that, like, that was, like, the year that, you know, we had all these air quotes again, all these, you know, people of color. So that was really comforting. And I think that definitely helped me not feel as alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. That would make a difference for me too. It's like one thing if you're the token, mm-hmm. and it's like we've all experienced being the token at some point. And it's another thing when you're like, I am not alone.
Yes. Yes. It was definitely good. And also we had like this Black student union where not just the musical theater majors, but like all of the majors kind of came together who were Black, and we got to just like have fellowship and community. And so that was like, I think those were like the moments that really sustained me when I was like, oh my gosh, where am I?
Right. So from college, have you just been natural since then? Have you straightened it? Have you worn some wigs? Have you gotten a weave? Or has it just been like, y'all, we are heat free. Let's go.
Definitely heat free. I feel like I was like so traumatized, honestly, from relaxers and just like, even before that, I would just get my hair, you know, just pressed, and it really traumatized me growing up. And so I think once I went natural, I was like, there will never be heat in this hair ever again.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it just was really, I don't know, even like thinking about it, it's like, oh my God, I'm like tensing up, like just thinking about like putting heat in my hair. But I think the only time I ever have was like once I got a trim and they wanted to blow dry, and I was like, okay, fine, I guess, you know, you can do that. So one time, but then every other time after that, I was like, you need to find a way to trim my hair without blow drying it.
Okay. That's so great that you just had that confidence. Like, to me, that's been a journey, finding the confidence to be like, you know what? Okay, what are my boundaries? Like, I always talk about my boundaries to myself before I go out on a date. This is pre-COVID, of course. Like being like, okay, second base, that's it. But like when it comes to like auditions and things, it's like, okay, what am I willing to let them do to my hair? Like in just in line with, am I willing to show a nip? No, no, not for this project. Like, but like really like thinking about boundaries. And so for you to be confident so like soon being like, they ain't putting heat in this hair. Next. Where'd that come from?
I really don't know. I mean, you know what? That's a lie. I feel like a lot of it came from Indiari. She's literally my favorite, like, of all time. And I grew up listening to her music and just, like, seeing her in mainstream media and just, like, how she is so unapologetically Black, natural, just herself, yes, has been, like, a game changer for me. And as I was getting my hair big chopped, I listened to her song, I'm Not My Hair.
Yes.
So,
come on.
Yeah. So I feel like any time that I did have any doubts or felt, I don't know, like uncomfortable or something, I don't know. Her music has just been like kind of ingrained in me since I was a kid. And then also just, I grew up in going to predominantly white schools. So, you know, that pressure of like, oh gosh, my hair is definitely not straight. And
right,
it's like the furthest thing from it. So I think once I kind of got past that phase of wanting to like fit in and be like other people, I kind of was just like, this is dumb. And it actually hurts getting this relaxer every week. Wow. Like burns every my scalp. Week. So, or no, not every week, sorry, every month. Oh my gosh, I'd be bald.
Oh my goodness. Every week, this is not good.
I would have been bald.
Oh geez. Okay. So when you're in a show, do you prefer to be wigged or your natural hair?
Interesting. I feel like it's I don't know, I guess wigged because the lights, I definitely like fry the hair and all that, you know?
I've actually never thought about the lights on stage.
Yeah. It's something that my roommate and I were talking about because we were both doing shows like right before pandemic, and we were both wearing our natural hair, and we were like, oh my gosh, why is my hair so dry right now? And then it kind of like dawned on us that, oh wait, these lights and like all the products and the oils and butters and stuff, like it's just kind of like frying it, you know?
Like so, cooking.
Yeah. So I think wig, because then I can still be natural, but protect it. Okay.
Testing. Sorry, my mic is going in and out. I need to hang up.
Uh-oh.
I know, it's not you. I've just been... Pause. How about now? Great.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have to edit that out. Salish, do you hear this? 14 minutes. Okay, great. okay. So when you do a wig, when you're wearing a wig, what is your go-to wig prep?
I usually, well, I'm very lazy with the wig prep.
What do you do, Tyler? Don't tell me a bun. You don't.
No. Whenever we have to go in for wig bidding, I'll just try to do two like really chunky cornrows. And then a lot of times they'll be like, this is too big. So that's when I'll have to be like, okay, fine. Like I'll do like maybe four or like, you know, maybe eight. Like, but I really try to get away with just two.
I love that. The getting away. I like when we know when we're trying to get away with something, like it's like you go say something about this. Like every now and then, I would show up with it, like, "Can I please get away with this?" And they, and my wig person at Beautiful would look at me like, "You know better. What am I supposed to do with this?"
Just you just know. It's a no.
Okay, so two chunky cornrows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Sistas, you weren't wigged, right?
No, I wore my hair.
Did you like that?
I did, but also didn't, because obviously there are some days when it just doesn't look the way you want it to. And
yeah,
it's like a our journey, hair, you know?
Yeah, I feel like wearing our natural hair in a show is like, all right, you guys, just so you know, you're gambling, because every day is going to look a little bit different.
Yes, that is the key. And I remember telling them that, and they said, it's fine. Whatever you have this week is what you have. So it was good that I could switch it up, and I didn't feel like I had to wear the same style every week. So that was good.
How was your experience in Sistas?
Honestly, I feel like what I took away most from the show, and like what I still have with me to this day, is just the sisterhood of it all. Those girls, like, I literally talk to them every day, not even kidding. Like, we are still very much close and best friends and sisters. So I think that, and also just having a show that is literally like for Black people, and like the audiences that it would bring in, was really the best part for me. Just like seeing and hearing their reactions, because, you know, they didn't care that they were at a theater. They just, you know,
right?
If they had to shout, then they'll shout, or, you know, make a verbal comment or sing along with the songs, even since it's a jukebox show. I think that was definitely the best part for me.
That's so cool. And I could tell that from the audience that you guys liked each other in real life. Like, it really did feel like, I don't know, like, it felt like, I want to play. Like, I want to hang out with you guys. I'm not going to lie, though. Like, for real, though, like, real talk for one second, I was very surprised when the writer came out at the end.
Yes. That was, like, always the moment of, like, yes. Very interesting. And I feel like, with everything happening now, it's like, even, you know, I mean, even back then we were like, this is just a little interesting, but now it's just like, okay, this is very interesting.
Okay, yeah. For those who are listening, I don't mean to leave you out. There's a white woman, she come out, she was like, hey everybody.
Yes.
And I was very surprised. I was very surprised.
Yes.
But we did have a great time in the theater. But and you guys looked like you were having a good time. And I think that's really great that you guys are still like very, very close.
So close.
I want to transition and ask you about for your hair, our hair, natural hair, texture. Do you think that we have power in our hair?
I would say yeah. Because a lot of society still to this day says that, you know, our hair is less than or not as good or, you know. So I think, honestly, just wearing it and, like, I really love to wear my full fro, like, pick it out and everything.
Your fro looks so phenomenal. I'm going to ask about that, but keep going.
Thank you. I really love doing that because I feel like it is kind of an act of power and rebellion of, like, well, I don't really care if you think that it's, you know, less than or not as good. I love it. And so I think for me, just like liberating myself and even like shaving my head and having like an inch of hair, like that was powerful to me in a way that I didn't realize it was going to be. The fact that I just like walked around and it kind of took other people being like, wow, you're so brave, for me to be like, oh, I guess like, is this brave? Like, I don't think it should be, but I guess it is.
Right. You said something that like still has chills going up and down my arms. Wearing our hair out is like an act of rebellion. Okay, pause. Wow. Wearing our hair out the way it grows out of our head.
Yes.
Is like an act of rebellion.
Yes.
I just feel like there's a lot to unpack there. And I also want to just say I agree 1000%. But like, why in the world is the way our hair grows out of our head an act of, because I completely agree, like wearing my fro out, which I don't do very often, I'm like, I'm so nervous, Tyler.
Your hair is so beautiful.
It's like, it's so like, I know everyone's gonna be looking. Is it like
it's so pretty though, it really is.
Thank you. I'm like, it's still like, still, and I'm going through this whole natural hair kick movement, everything, and still I'm like still trying to get my confidence up.
Honestly, that's real. I feel like all of us, we've literally lived an entire lifetime of people saying like, this isn't great, this is bad, like straighten your hair, wear a wig or whatever, like, you know. So I think, yeah, it makes sense.
My friend was talking about this the other day, and she was like, oh man, my hair is growing so much, but you just can't tell. You can't tell. You can't tell that it's growing long because she's got hair like us. And I was like, okay, wait, let me stop you right there. Okay, and this is going to come out messy. I'm not even sure exactly how I'm going to say this. So stick with me for a second. But I feel like our whole lives, our standard of beauty has been on a criteria that does not apply to us at all. Here's what I mean. We look at people on TV, white girls with beautiful, and they've got beautiful, like, flowing locks. Mm-hmm. Long, flowy, straight, wavy hair. Or something like that. Our hair naturally grows out. Most of us. Not everybody. Yes. Most of our hair grows. When it grows big. It grows out. It does not grow down and long. Some people's do, but generally. And so if our hair grows out and we are basing our beauty on the criteria, on a rubric for,
yeah,
we will lose every single time trying to fit that.
That is so real, especially like, yeah, it literally just doesn't even grow the same way, like directionally. It just doesn't. That's so real.
Yeah.
And that is so real.
And it's been beat into us and ingrained in us for so long. It's like, well, my hair, wait until I straighten so you can see how long
that,
it is.
No, that is my one area where I still feel like there is some things I need to unpack there and work through and dig through.
You're not alone.
The shrinkage is real. And I literally have like, I feel like I have like 4C, like 4B, 4C hair. So it's like just very coily, very tight. And like, I just, even like wash and goes, like I rarely do wash and goes. I'm always doing like braid outs and stuff because I'm like, I just need to see this length. Like, let me just show a little bit.
I just need to see this length. I feel that way about twist out too. I do. But no, it's so real. It's like shrinkage. We have so much shrinkage. And for those who don't know what shrinkage is, if you're listening, it's like when the hair, it's wet, and then after it dries, it gets closer to our head, so it looks shorter. It looks like our hair has shrunk, and so it's not as long. But the thing is, the more shrinkage you have, the healthier your hair is.
Yes.
And so going on that old rubric, not the old rubric, just a very different rubric, our shrinkage is being compared to...
It doesn't make sense.
Bananas and limes. Some is two different things. It's like completely. The shorter and coilier and curlier my hair is, the healthier it is. Mm-hmm. That is a good thing. The bigger and more out it grows, that is a good thing. Until we're like, but hers grows down past her nipples. And it's all of a sudden. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to articulate that for myself because I'm also in the process of rewiring, and it's a whole lot. So another question about, and you mentioned when you were like chopping your hair and the liberation and being brave and courageous. Somebody asked me this in an interview the other day, and Tyla, I was totally dumbfounded. I had no idea what to say. She was like, why? And so I'm curious to see what you think. Why do you think our hair is so emotional? Like, there are so many emotions tied into our hair, be it liberation, be it shame, be it like bravery. Like, there are so many.
Wow. 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 I feel like there are a lot of reasons, but the first one that kind of came to mind is just that, I mean, it's one way that we can express ourselves and be individuals. So if you wear it a certain way, or like when we're little, I feel like a lot of young Black girls will have braids and beads and like barrettes and all, you know, that kind of stuff. And I guess just like sometimes when you realize, or like for me, when I realized that like, oh, no one else is wearing their hair in braids or like in barrettes at my school, like, why am I doing this? I remember asking my mom one day. And so I think like just when I feel like it's like really when the world tells us like that this is not how this is supposed to be done, in air quotes supposed to be, but right. I think that's kind of when things get emotional. And then it's like, oh, well, I guess I'm not good enough because this, like, my hair is a part of me and like it's on my head. So like,
yes, we
am I not identity. Good enough? Yeah, it's kind of just like, yeah, it is, I think, a big part of
it. Interesting. Okay, thank you for like putting some words to that. I'm like, I don't know. I know it's a thing. I absolutely am aware that it's a thing, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all right. And okay, here, how about this one? As a Black girl, ooh, okay. So really I'm asking this because eventually Broadway's going to come back.
We pray. Please, Jesus.
We're praying. And I know a lot of people who are not Black or PSC, some of them want to know. And sometimes people ask me, and I'm like, well, how do I feel about this? If people do want to make changes before we get back and while we're back in the room, like, what exactly are we asking for? You know, as a Black girl, what makes you feel seen when you show up somewhere?
I would say people who know what they're doing in terms of, like, first of all, hairstyling, which is a huge thing. I mean, I like when the hair person gives me options or like, okay, like, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of this? Instead of like, what do you have? Or what can you do? I think that definitely makes me feel seen. Something like undergarments being the right shade or the right color, that makes me feel seen. Yes.
It's not just band-aid colored nude. Who picked that?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's the color of this wall. Whose nude is that? Not mine.
That, real. For sure. And also, I guess just from like a creative standpoint, just not glazing over the fact that there are people of color in a role, but like, how does it change the story if a person of color is in this role or doing this thing, if it's a show that's like not traditionally, you know, cast with people of color, or really just any show? That makes me feel seen when people are like, yeah, so what does this mean to you now that this is like, you're saying this? It just changes everything, like the intention, the delivery, all of it.
Wow. I'm like, as soon as we finish recording, I might play that part back, because that is so real. Things I've not even like thought about, but you're so right. And in fact, there's been so many roles that I'm like, I can't go out for that. I can't go out for that, way back when. Now it's like I'm thinking about things differently. And I'm like, wait, why can't I go out for that? I should absolutely be in for that. Yes. But it's going to be different. And for me to know, okay, obviously I'm not going to do it like her. I'm not white.
Exactly. And
certain things land differently when it comes, you know, skin color doesn't change everything, but sometimes it does change a meaning of a specific line, like, yes, straight up. And so I love that. It's like, well, what does this mean now that you're the one saying it? Okay. I love that. When is a good time to learn about hair in the theater? As an actress.
I feel
like college. It, like, at birth? Yeah.
I mean, I'd say college, like, at least by then. If not as, like, a kid, I think college is a good time because you're learning a lot of other things. I think it should be a thing that we talk about, and it would help it feel more normalized.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, it should absolutely, if it hasn't come up before then, because I'm like, man, and around that time, I learned to do pin curls for the first time. And I was not doing a pin curl set that actually helped my own hair. It was meant for not textured hair. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting ready to let you go, but I do want to ask you about your awesome fro. When you do have your fro, what is the process? You said you never do wash and goes. Is it a braid out, twist out? What products do you use?
Oh.
How long does it take to dry? Yada, yada, go.
Okay, wow, this is a lot.
I know.
Like, I'm like, I'm thinking, like, no, it's all going like all in my head. Like, I'm seeing everything. Oh no, I just muted myself. I don't know why. Okay, so I use, wait, do you want like from shampoo to like done, or like just,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so shampoo, I use the TGIN, which is, thank God, it's natural shampoo, but I only use that once a month. And so normally I'll use the As I Am co-wash, which is amazing. Doesn't dry my hair out. It's really great. And then I deep condition with the TGIN. I think it's like Honey Miracle hair mask or something. And so I'll sit under my hooded dryer for 15 minutes.
Come on, hooded dryer in New York. Get it.
Rinse it out. And then put some Kinky Curly in for leave-in. And then,
come on, Kinky Curly.
Love it.
Do you like that for the leave-in?
I do. I really do. And I like it because it's thick. And for my hair, I think I've tried a lot of leave-ins that were too thin. So if you want a thicker one, Kinky Curly is definitely pretty good.
Okay. All right. Noted. Go on.
And then I use Melanin Hair Care as my like cream-based moisturizer. I forget what it's called. I think it's like Twisting Elongating Cream, something like that. So I use that plus some like hair oil from Natural Sisters Hair Salon. Shout out to them. They're in Harlem. They're amazing.
Work.
And the, oh my gosh, my staple product is the the Burnt Sugar Pomade. I cannot think of the brand. This is so terrible.
Oh, Lord, let it come to her, Lord, because I want to know.
Oh, my
Lord,
God.
Lord, I want to know. Give it to her, Jesus. Oh. What is it?
Oyin. Oyin Handmade.
Yes. How do you spell that?
O-Y-I-N.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
And what is that? What is this product that you, like, love?
The Burnt Sugar Pomade from the Oyin Handmade line. It's amazing. It's, like, basically, it's what I think gives me definition.
Oh.
So I really love it. It's really good. So I just like put the melanin moisturizer on underneath the burnt sugar pomade. Then I like section it out, brush it, detangle, and then do twists all over my head, sit under the dryer for like, it's getting shorter and shorter. I used to do like an hour and a half, so it was actually dry, but now I just do like 45 minutes.
Okay.
And let it air dry for the rest of the night. And then next day I take it out and then I take the twist out and actually do like 6 chunky braids. And then like usually I don't do the fro until like the day, like maybe third day, because then my hair is like already super stretched.
Day 3.
Yes. And then I pick it out after it's been first in the twists, then in the chunky braids, then I, yeah, that's how I get it super long.
Pause. Okay. So I feel super inspired right now because you just put a piece of the puzzle into the puzzle that I have been missing for so long. Okay. I already know like day 3, day 4, whew, day 5, my hair is like, wow. Wow. you have not a curl in sight, Salisha. It is all frizz. But like if you're actively like waiting for that and then to pick it out, then it's
yes,
like a very active instead of a, well, what else is there to do?
See what it's, yes, yes. It's very intentional. Otherwise, it just does not work for me.
Right. Okay. Okay. And then so day like 1 and 2, how are you wearing it? Are you wearing it like closer to the head? Or-
Usually, I will try to keep the twist in for at least 1 day.
Okay.
Just because usually I'm like, oh, I just spent a day doing this. Let me just leave it in. Then I'll usually
wait.
Wear
pause.
It.
I'm so sorry for cutting you off.
Oh no.
Do you
problem.
Ever fall into the trap? I'm asking because I do, of like leaving the twists in for a day and then, well, they're already there. Might as well leave them in for another day, and then you never take them out. I'm just yes. like, well, shoot, a week and a half has passed. I gotta wash my hair again.
Especially during this pandemic, absolutely. I've worn more twists now than I have in my whole life. Yes.
Right.
Because it's just, yeah, it's like, oh, why even bother, you know?
Yes, I do know. All right, go on.
Yeah, so then second day I'll usually do a puff because, I don't know, when I do the twists, like, I just have so much shrinkage that it's just hard to do really any other style that I want to do other than a puff, so I'll just do a puff. And then braid it again that night, and then that next day.
You're ready.
The glorious day.
You're there. Okay, honestly, Tyla, I have enjoyed talking to you so much. You're so fun and so, like, just like a very gentle and sweet and genuine personality. And honestly, like, this is exactly what I needed, because earlier today I was like, oh, Salisha, get your life together, girl. Like, oh, what are you even doing? Oh, and seeing your face, I'm like, oh yes, I'm a human. Look, here's a human. Like, look, you're like Black Girl Magic talking. Like, it's so nice to see you. I'm like, I can't wait until we can actually do real life, in-person interaction to feel like we're not freaking robots. Like,
yeah,
this is not real life.
It's not real life. Oh my gosh. I say that all the time. This is not real life.
Not real life. And it takes talking, having like a meaningful conversation with somebody to be like, oh yeah.
It is. Okay, yeah.
We're doing this thing. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. This has been amazing.
I've had so much fun with you.
Me too.
All right. Bye, girl. Ah, you guys, I sat down with Tyla, oh my gosh, I don't even know when. It was months ago. But today I did a reading with her, and it just was so nice to reconnect with her. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please follow Tyla on Instagram at Tyla_Collier and give her some love, y'all. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode. Love you, Colin. Shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. You guys are awesome. Thank you for producing this podcast. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing the theme song, Love COD, sung by yours truly. And shout out to all y'all for listening, you guys. Thank you so much for just supporting and subscribing, and continue to tell a friend, and also drop me a note, slip into my DMs at Salisha Thomas on Instagram, and let me know what you think or what you want to hear or who you want to hear from. So much love for you. Ah, I'll see you next week. This is Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.